Well, hello, Chaplain Linda, coming to you again, but this time I'm talking about the summertime pleasures that we have in the Four Corners and adventures that we can have here in recovering our resilience. Reverend Edward Hayes writes prayers for the planetary pilgrim that dwells inside each of us. In celebration of summer, he prays, "This summer day is growing warmer as we turn to face the fullness of our day star, the sun. Plants, animals, and we human folk are all solar powered in the marvel of your clever creation. May this morning prayer give me the energy to act at all times with love and kindness." Well, through the winter, we hunkered down, combating wave 5 of COVID stress. But now that the threat is easing, we are realizing its longer-term effects on our bodies, minds, spirits, and souls. We have talked a lot about refilling our resilience tanks. Reverend Hayes' prayer cautions us to regard the sacred pilgrimage back to full strength resilience as a process that begins each day with a commitment to act with love and kindness, especially toward ourselves, no matter what. What a joy to live in the summer sunshine of the Four Corners, where possibilities of play entice us in all directions. Fun and play will refill our resilience. Whether physical fun like hiking or swimming, boating or fishing, or spiritual fun like tending those seeds in a new garden that will satisfy both your body and spirit, or creative art like painting or stitching scenes that celebrate creation's beauty that we carry within our mind's eyes. These adventures power up our solar, and I'm spelling that S-O-U-L-E-R, batteries, and help us to keep emerging from lingering COVID stress and ongoing present job stress. Harvard Medical School researches and reports on how we can enhance our well-being even when the world's events erode our strength, faith, and resolve. They studied Navy SEALs who deliberately train through overwhelming threats, demanding superhuman action to survive. SEALs learn to maintain high levels of resilience while rapidly changing focus and addressing sudden challenges with efficiency and flexibility. In their pilgrimage to become and remain faithful to the highest standards of professional behavior, SEALs become keen at managing stress signals, and medical brain scans prove that this is so. SEAL resilience is characterized by highly developed behaviors: calm, innovation, non-dogmatic thinking, decisive action, tenacity, honesty, self-control, interpersonal connectedness, and a positive perspective on life. SEALs believe that they are regular humans who work hard to shape their singular lifestyles, and that if they can, so can we. I want to hone in on just one SEAL trait, and that is self-control. Many things do happen that we feel powerless to change or influence, but we can still choose to victoriously control a few lifestyle factors that will create the resilience level that we need. The concept behind the word resilience seems elusive and abstract to many of us. So let's bring another piece of Harvard medical research into play to help us choose lifestyle strategies more confidently. Risk manager Nassim Nicholas Taleb rephrases resilience as anti-fragility. We all know that fragile objects, people, and other living things around our homes or workplaces can be damaged easily, so we take great care to keep them out of harm's way. Likewise, we all have tender, fragile spots in our bodies, minds, and spirits, so we can cultivate lifestyles that fragile-proof us, so to speak. If we are not fragile, then, by logic, we are strong. Stress is one big threat that diminishes strength and makes us fragile. Harvard is studying prolonged stress, like that which we experienced during COVID. They found that prolonged stress can actually trigger a low-grade level of chronic inflammation in our bodies that drains our physical and mental health and resilience. Remember that we are still in the recovery phase of emerging from COVID. We are called to be extra kind and loving to ourselves during this process so that we can regain our sense of wholeness and balance. The researchers at Harvard suggest many activities to catalyze recovery, but I'd like to mention just two that are near and dear to our hearts and completely in our control: food and sleep. First, we must take stock of what we eat daily. The old adage, "you are what you eat," really is true. I don't know about you, but during the most chaotic time of COVID at SJRMC, I mindlessly munched on donated donuts and pizza and grabbed those amazing high-carb, high-fat desserts in the cafeteria, and I got energy from caffeine all day long. And I ended up feeling so tired after work that I opted for greasy fast food about three nights a week. Vegetables and reasonable portions disappeared. Sure enough, the roller coaster of fat, salt, preservatives, and sugar has added to my waistline, my sagging energy level, and the aches in my joints. Psychiatrists say that the body keeps score, and mine certainly has. Summertime in the Four Corners is the best medicine for rejuvenating a non-fragile lifestyle. Everyone I know is rushing to purchase plants for gardens, and I'm looking forward to picking and eating my own bell peppers because I know they increase my mood. I planted multiple stevia plants to dry and use instead of sugar in mint tea rather than grabbing sodas. It doesn't matter what your choices are, just make healthy ones that give you joy. Harvard dietitians suggest putting cinnamon in coffee instead of sugar or cream, and, you know, I don't know about that, but I'm game to try. And they also say that we can cut 10% of the sugar out of recipes with no adverse effect, and they even dare us to cut 25% of the sugar out of baked goods that contain sweets such as fruit. You know what? That's a dare I'll take as I have summer fun in my kitchen. The second big recommendation from Harvard is to get enough sleep. Whoever thought that a simple blood draw would prove inflammatories from one insufficient night's sleep? Or additionally, it does the same from getting too much sleep. Turns out that the sweet spot is between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. I confess to watching late night TV and falling asleep with it on. We know now that blue light from our devices interferes with sleep. So difficult though it may be, I am determined to remove the TV from my room. So ask me when you see me in a few weeks if my sleep is better. Maybe I'll replace TV time with a soothing foot soak to get my tootsies ready for treading the halls the next day. Your choices will be different from mine, but the bottom line is that we live in a glorious area for rejuvenating our bodies, minds, and spirits. The gift of summertime with its fresh food options, outdoor recreation possibilities, and moments of escape to rest and sleep will recharge our solar, S-O-L-A-R, and our solar, S-O-U-L-E-R, batteries and make us less fragile and therefore stronger. The important thing is to change incrementally and to do all things in moderation, all the while being exceedingly kind to yourself. In whatever you choose, may joy, peace, and heightened health be yours this summer.